Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir, I will.
Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, however, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than our brother, Patrick Netlock. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is that you are doing to find yourselves that quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Netlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. Thank you for what you do every day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this forum with me and the other gentlemen that you are sharing it with. And we want to thank each and every one of you, all of each and every one of you who are calling the, who called the Blog Talk Radio telephone lines, as well as those of you who are joining us on Facebook Live every Tuesday. We are not taking for granted any of you guys' presence and involvement, and we're hoping that we're not wasting your time. Good morning, John. Good morning, Darlene. And that this would be a blessing to each, every one of you. We've been doing this Gratitude Tuesday theme for a little over half a year now. Today is episode number 29. And so I'm hoping that as I deliver the message that I've entitled Being Grateful for a God's Eye View of Grace, that you will be blessed as a result of hearing it, and that you will do as my good friend John just did, and I think I saw that Olivia has shared and others sharing. I think I see that there have already been 5 shares. I'm hoping that I can have as many as 30 shares of this devotional on Facebook today. So please like and share as you listen, and hopefully the comments will be positive. I want you to think as I share this particular message about some of the wonderful beings that God has put on the earth with man, beings like frogs, beings like lizards, spiders, ants. And I'm sure you guys have a special appreciation for all of those beings that are on the earth, right? Some of you are, I'm sure, very avid frog lovers. And I throw lizards in there because that was definitely one of Pamela's favorites as we were down there in Florida, and we saw plenty of them, as well as the spiders, the bugs, and the mosquitoes that in some cases looked like they could lift tractors. So I'll say to you that as I'm very sarcastic because Pamela did not like lizards, and I'm not sure how many of you would say that you are part of the frog fan club. Understand that as you shriek in terror as you see these various beings that are sharing the earth with us, you know that at any point you can put your foot over them and you could kill them, and that as you shriek in terror, in all honesty, they're probably more afraid of you than you could ever be of them, because even though they may serve as something of a pest for you, they know that you, at any point, really have their life in your hands, and that if you really wanted to kill the frogs and the lizards and the spiders and the ants and any of the other pests, that you truly could via either a mere flick of the hand, a mere stomp of the foot, or put in any other measures to handle the wasp or any of the other pests that might invade your living space. So if you could really understand how much distance there is between you and the not very highly evolved frogs and lizards and spiders and ants that really are more afraid of you than you could ever be of them, then maybe you can start to begin to understand much greater God is than us, and how we need to look at the fact that if at any time we can really kill a spider or a lizard or a frog or an ant, God clearly has our lives in his hands. And the scripture speaks of how that God views us with a feeling, with a principle of grace. And because of that, at any time he could take our life away, just like he has truly given us our lives. Isaiah 40 is one of those passages that I think says it very, very well when it says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. It is he who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted. Scarcely have they been sown. Scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth. But he merely blows on them, and they wither, and the storm carries them away like, you know, grace is everything for nothing when you look at it from a God's eye view to those who don't deserve anything. Grace, from a God's eye view, is what every person needs. God, grace from a God's eye view is what none can earn. And grace from a God's eye view is what God alone can and truly does give us. Grace, as we see it in Scripture, addresses man's sins, while mercy, as we see it in Scripture, addresses God, man's misery. And so, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, knowing that we've sung the song, he's got the whole world in his hands, please understand and know that everything that we're able to experience is filled with direct, with the idea that God views us from a grace view. And I appreciate this particular message because this particular devotional used to be called Grace Nurture. And the idea of it is that, hey, you need to understand and know the importance of viewing God from a grace view. When we meditate on passages, especially like Ecclesiastes 3 and verse number 2 where it starts, these words, as you listen to it this time, I want you to think about how all of this is, this particular passage is clearly coming from a God's eye view of grace. The Bible says in verse 2 of Ecclesiastes 3, time to be born and a time to die, because verse 1 says there is a time for everything under the sun, a time to plant, and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to shun embracing. And you guys get the idea. You can read all the way through verse 8, where some of those you might say, well, that's more so from man's volition. But you got to realize that God is allowing the circumstances through his grace for any of those things to happen. And so our very lives really depend on our understanding that we have to have that we have to appreciate the God's eye view of grace. Paul tried to express that on Mars Hill in Acts 17, where he told those Gentiles that, hey, God is the one that gives you life. God is the one that gives you breath. God is the one that gives you all things, regardless of how small or how great. He gives you the hangnail. He gives you the windfall. He's the one that through his grace allows you to be able to experience the things that you are able to experience. You know that you are more in tune with a God's eye view of grace when you sound like the psalmist in Psalm number 40, verse 1 beginning. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. many will see and fear and trust in the Lord. Brother Krios, as I heard him referencing this passage on Friday, he said that we have to wait in our waiting. A grace view helps us then to see why, with God, 1,000 years is as 1 day, and 1 day is as 1,000 years. But the New Testament also acknowledges that God is truly grace invested. Romans 8 says, verse 32, the Bible talks about, if you're with God, you know, who else do you want to be with? In verse 32, he says, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? I appreciate this reminder, that Brother Mantra, Brother Marshall's mantra, a better you starts with a grace view of God. And that's why thanking God at the beginning of a prayer, or acknowledging if the Lord's will, or quite frankly, taking out gone too soon, because we should be, as Brother John says, gripped in his grace and understand that we need to be mesmerized by his mercy, because we're less than grasshoppers and mosquitoes in God's sight. But he remains long-suffering. He remains lovingly kind. And he gives us the gift of life every day instead of snuffing us out. Having a grace for your God will have you to have a greater appreciation for both the good and the bad that happens in our life. I'm hoping that this has been a blessing to you and that these 15 minutes have not been a waste of your time. Father in heaven, help me to be able to pray this prayer in a spiritually appraised way, knowing and understanding that we need to have a grace view of you. Help us to be able to be a blessing to others. Help us to be able to work through some of the challenges that we're going through, knowing that the mercy that you continue to bestow is indeed something that's there, and that your scripture applies to us too when the Bible says that my grace is sufficient for you. Continue to bless us. Continue to keep us. Continue to help us to have the God's eye view of grace, and how that if indeed you are allowing us to experience what we're experiencing, to do what we do, to be able to say what we're saying, to be where we are in our jobs, in our homes, in our churches, etc., then we need to give you thanks. Because at any time, you can take it away. Isn't that what Job said when he says, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, help us to have this attitude, and that we can have indeed that attitude of gratitude. In Jesus' name, amen.